This week on Shortstack Radio, we talk bringing back the Cape, haunted houses, and Adolf Hipster. Let's go!
Shortstack Radio, we're having lots of fun at Shortstack Radio. So come and sing along, we're talking about shit, and it doesn't make sense, but we're the best of friends, so listen anyway, yeah.
Hello and welcome to Shortstack Radio Episode 6. My name is Sean, I'm here with Brady and Andy, and gentlemen, the big news of the week.
Such a journey we've been on so far.
Podcast to the stars. It continues.
Really?
Really.
I thought we had ran out of special guest after last week's Mr. Worldwide.
We went into our record label and it turns out Jessie J actually did hear her interview with herself.
Oh, right.
And she loved it, apparently. So the way they told us this story, they started us, they're like, oh, we got to talk to you boys later on. We're like, oh, what have we done now?
Yeah.
But turns out she loved it.
It was like that thing, you know, when your girlfriend says, hey, can we have a talk? And it's like, oh, you automatically dread it. What have I done? Mm. That's what it felt like. And when it's a label, you know you fucked up.
But we didn't. Turns out she loved it. But well, I think they're just telling us that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I can't imagine her liking it too much. But at the same time, we weren't mean. And we do love Jessie J. It was, you know, purely satire.
And have we gotten the Pitbull call yet?
Yeah. He went in a different direction. All right, we've got a huge week, so let's get started.
Huge week.
Yeah, this week. Oh. Huge week of podcasts.
Okay. I guess I should probably start with, well, let's get it topical. Did anyone watch that?
The Bachelor? Yes.
No, not Bachelor. No one gives a shit about The Bachelor and they never will. That Thai movie, not the Thai movie, that movie last night where it was about buying marriages. Anyone? No, it was Channel 9.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, well, anyway, it was about all these older men who go to Thailand and pretty much buy their Thai wives. And I don't know how I felt about it. I didn't know if I felt sorry for these men or think they're just a bit dirty and creepy. But then at the same time, I feel like I can relate to this because... No. Okay. Automatically jumping to
it's
conclusions.
It's going in a very bad direction.
No, it's not at all. No, not at all. Completely off topic, but kind of on topic, where I feel like, you know, we're getting into the future. And I also watched this documentary about how in the future they're going to have, like, cybonic people and whatever, and you can just date them.
So you just watched Terminator on TV last
week. I was like, who could ever fall for, like, a robot or anything like that? But on the way up here, like, I was writing down some podcast notes, and because I was driving... No, you guys, you got to feel me on this one.
I know
when I was
this
driving,
is going already.
Yeah, well, you know, you get your little handy helper there, Siri. Just put the little button down, get her to record my notes, and she has such a lovely, soothing voice. It's like, then no worries, Andrew.
I'm also in love with my Siri.
Yeah,
Siri.
I don't know what you mean.
Trust Sean to have a British male's voice as opposed to a lovely, soothing female's voice.
Siri, do you love me?
Well, you're definitely starting to grow on me.
Is that a boner joke, Siri? You're starting to grow in me. Anyway, Siri's annoying.
What is a boner?
No, but it made me feel a little bit weird, but at the same time, it made me realize what a great person I am, because not only is she obviously, you know, an artificial person, can't actually think or anything, but I still find the need to say, thanks for that, Siri. Thank you.
And she says,
you're welcome back. But I feel like, I'm talking to a phone. I'm saying thank you to a phone. Yeah. Who does that?
But I would prefer my phone to a lot of people. Like, I prefer my phone to transit police. Transit police are terrible.
Oh,
the worst.
Don't get me started on
They're the Milhouse of police world. Like, I imagine transit police, when they go to, like, other meetups with other police, the transit police get their hat taken and thrown away from them, and they try to swat it. And like, guys, stop it.
How do we go from Siri on the iPhone to transit police?
We're talking about... It's a different spectre. Siri, on one end of the spectrum, it's just incredible. Transit police, horrible.
Yep.
Worse than hell. I actually have, like, I've had a pretty interesting week. This week, I felt really motivated to do the podcast. So, across the road from my house, there's a house that's a little bit weird. And in the space of, like, I don't know, I've lived in my street for about 4 years, but I've lived in my house for about 2 years. So, across the road from me, there's a house, and literally, people move out of this place. It's, like, every two months, at least, to 6 months, you definitely see a change of ownership.
What if it's like the Home Away thing where people are just borrowing the house?
No, but they rock up with like moving trucks and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, because I thought you live in like a holiday kind of area. What if they're just having a bit of a vacation?
No, they like move in their stuff. There's rental stuff. Oh, there's like okay. a different family in there for months at a time and then they move out. Mm. So they might be doing
it. It's haunted.
It is.
Oh, is that where you're
Someone
going?
Was murdered in there.
Really?
6 years ago, yes.
No way.
It was amazing. And it's like the best thing I ever found out. So ever since then, I'd I'm like
horrified.
I'm obsessed with it. So like once these people came in with a dog and like it all clicks, it's like I was like, oh, for like 3 to 6 months, I was like, why won't this dog stop fucking barking?
Did you look up the story?
No, I didn't.
That's something that I would do straight away. Find out who it is, what they did, how they did it.
On top of another thing, while I'm talking about this, this one you actually can look up. When I was living with my girlfriend, when I was much younger at her parents' house, we thought their house was haunted. So they they burnt the white sage and stuff.
What?
And it turns
out,
oh, really?
You got to burn the white sage and we got to person out because they thought it was like genuinely haunted.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Once I like went to sleep and they were like, I'm very skeptical, but at the same time, like creeped out. Like, and you'd fall asleep and you'd wake up and you'd feel like weights and hands on your chest and stuff. It was super weird.
And your girlfriend's dad is just like trying to
strangle me in my sleep. but it turns out I Googled it and I didn't tell anyone this when it was being sort of investigated, but there was like this massive, it was a murder and it was a murder of a family just like down the road from us at the Budgie like holiday park. Mm. Like, and it was the first ever exorcism was done in Budgie down the road.
Yeah.
So you actually can Google that, and that is true. But yeah, I live across the road from a potentially haunted home.
On the topic of ghosts, this is a perfect subject into one of my into one of my next subjects. Mm-hmm. Crazy superstitions. Ooh. How good are we at getting this? Like perfect segue into the next one. Yeah, no. Today, tonight, eat your heart out. So I've kind of grew up with this a lot. You would know, Brady, I'm sure you can agree, your stepmom, my mum, a little bit crazy with some of the superstitions. Like, she does the whole tarot card reading crap. Semi-believe in ghosts. I think, maybe there are spirits, maybe there are, but I don't know. Like, I more so believe in science and facts and stuff like that.
You're a very scientific person.
Well, yes,
when I
obviously.
Think of science, I think Andrew Clementson.
Oh, well, who doesn't? Don't we all? But yeah, it got me thinking ever since I moved in with my new lady friend, like, I think it's just all women. They sometimes have these weird superstitions, right? Because I got bitched at the other night. Okay. Because here's the thing. I like pizza, right? I cooked a pizza and she blew up at me because there wasn't, you know, cling wrap around it. And I was like, what is the big deal with cling wrap? If you don't eat the pizza, let the pizza go off. My problem.
You put it back in the fridge without cling wrap, you mean?
Yeah, like, I finished the pizza, I ate half of it, I'm like, I'm going to eat that later, so I put it in the fridge.
Was it on a plate?
It was on a plate.
Okay.
It's not like I just threw it in there, like, yeah, I'll get that later. No, it was just sitting in there, and anyway, like, she came and wrapped it up, got a bit annoyed because I didn't wrap it up. I'm like, what's the big deal? If you're not going to eat it, don't get mad. No big deal. Then, she was like, no, because what happens is the smell of the pizzas soaks into, like, she's a vegetarian, into her vegetables. And I'm like,
she's like, going to stop it.
Well, I don't know. That's what she's trying to tell me. She's trying to tell me that lettuce, like, she's going to eat a bite of lettuce and it's going to taste like a ham pineapple pizza. Like, that to me is a crazy superstition.
But at the same end, like, if all lettuce tastes like ham and pineapple pizza, I would eat a hell of a lot more lettuce.
Who wouldn't?
Like,
who wouldn't?
She's onto $1 million idea.
Yeah. I'm going to patent that idea. No one steal it. Pineapple flavored lettuce.
How do you make your product, Andy? Well, just leftover pizza in the fridge. Hell of a lot of lettuce.
Imagine that for kids. Like, you don't want to eat their vegetables and stuff like that. Their parents just like buy Andy's patented pizza lettuce. Like, I'm saving like feral children.
And maybe here's a thing for vegetarians, because when I was a vegetarian, I was a faux vegetarian. I only did it to be cool. I'll admit it now. My diet consisted of like Oreos, barbecue shapes, and like ham and pineapple pizza with the ham picked off so I could still taste it. Like, that was my diet.
I remember that your diet got so bad. This was in high school, I think.
Mm.
One day after school, my dad must have seen you for some reason. Maybe we gave you a lift home or something. And my dad was like, is Sean okay? Like, is he really sick or something? I was like, no, he's just dieting.
No, it was being a vegetarian, but I didn't enjoy vegetarian food at all. And I really wanted to be cool. I broke it on, some people are like, oh my God, I accidentally ate a chicken nugget. I felt so sick. When I broke my vegetarianism, like, hook up a funnel and put 50 Big Macs in it and just push it down my throat. I could not get enough of it.
Speaking of vegetarianism, classic Shannon, our friend Shannon, now we've mentioned it a few times. We had a party at his place one time. I remember the one time I actually tried to be a vegetarian. And we were having pizza, and I had like 5 drinks, so I was like drunk, but I wasn't like as drunk as I acted. And everyone, and I was like, you know what? I'd actually like to not eat meat anymore. And everyone was like, whatever, whatever, it's part of life, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, for some reason, I don't know why, like, it's probably the weirdest thing ever. I just got really emotional about it, and I was like, no, I'm not gonna eat meat. And then everyone was like, you'll eat meat. And I started to like tear up a bit. And this was like in front of all my friends.
You are a sensitive kid.
I don't know why I got so emotional about it. And I was like, I don't care that I'm drunk. That tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up and I'm still going to do it. And it lasted like 2 weeks.
Hey.
But then I'm not a vegetarian.
It's a hard thing to do.
I don't see myself ever doing it. I like meat way too much. Do you remember how, and this is my thing. Our manager, he was a vegetarian. You know, he was getting a bit old. And then he turned around and he's like, nah, it's a health thing. Rah, rah, loves it. Turns around, started eating meat. And he's like, I feel 60 again, jumping out of bed, fresh as a dandy.
Feel 60?
Yeah, isn't he like,
Oh, right.
He's 70.
I don't know, yeah.
I think the thing about it is, like, I understand if you are a vegetarian, that's fine. If you want to point at health benefits, that's fine with you. However, the human brain only evolved back in the day from a certain point when we started to eat red meat. Like, before then, you know, we were eating our own pubes and shit. Then we started eating red meat, and then we, you know, invented the atomic bomb. So you can't sort of deny do whatever you
disclaimer,
want.
Disclaimer, yeah, do whatever you want. All power
I
to you.
I have been
a vegetarian. I feel like, yeah, just do your thing and be happy doing it. Referring to Simpsons, they did teach a lion to eat tofu once.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that was factual.
You know, dogs can survive being vegetarians, but cats actually can't. Cats need to eat meat, so maybe that's
cats.
Not true.
I don't trust them. That's They're why. Shifty.
I want to talk about the world we live in. The internet is an incredible thing.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I think the main thing that I love about the internet is that there are things which back in the day, mainstream media definitely would not have got behind some of the projects around. Like, the internet pretty much brought Family Guy back. Family Guy was a little bit too weird for mainstream media, and the DVD sales of Family Guy combined with the internet activity made Fox renew Family Guy, because it was just that little bit weird. Shows like Rick and Morty, shows like Archer, things like that would not have happened 20 years ago just because it's too weird.
Mm-hmm.
Same with music. You know, there's so many weird music artists out there that the internet, people go for it, like, you know,
well,
Death Grips.
Pitbull came out of the internet, Sean, as he told us.
I don't think so.
Maybe he didn't mention last week.
No. Video games. Let me introduce to you the beauty that is Shower with Your Dad Simulator 2015.
This sounds awesome already.
I've heard about this.
So it's basically...
Quick little Google.
Quick little Google.
Good to see you're prepared, Sean.
Damn. This is Sean typing buttons.
Is this the actual trailer?
Yes. This is the trailer.
Official trailer.
So if you can't see it...
This is one of those things that would be visually stimulating, but on a podcast, kind of boring, and none of the cameras that we have recording can see what we're looking at.
So there's a little boy running around, showering with his dad, pretty much.
Just continue to describe what we're seeing here, please.
Singing a parody of Kanye West's Power, but replace the word power with shower. Now there's a Caucasian father, a ginger father, and a black father. Interesting, their penises are all the same length. Like, the black guy's wang should definitely be bigger.
It looks like they're soaping up, but it actually looks more suspicious, if you imagine.
That looks like a horse.
I think it is.
Okay, that's a horse, Dad. Dad has his shirt on in the shower and is cutting wood.
You know what? It completely delivers what it sets out to.
So look it up. Shower with Your Dad 2015. This sounds like an ad for them.
Very topical. Question, not really a question, but more like, would like the viewers to chime in on this one. When do you think, because obviously, you know, as a baby, your dad's going to shower you, it's going to, you know, clean you. When do you think you reach the age where he no longer
19?
Should do that?
Yeah.
Definitely.
So your dad still showers you then, Brady?
Well, I know it's a bit late, but we're working on it.
He doesn't do a very good job because you look grubby ass.
Bachelor
Watch. Don't tell me there's another Bachelor Watch. No one cared about it last week.
What's the update, Sean?
I think we spoke about how they went. So the grand final's tonight.
Yeah.
Last night they booted out a boring girl. Fair enough. Now the one.
It was a surprise though. I thought he was going to go with Blondie.
No, she was way too boring.
Oh, okay.
She looked like the
perfect
pencil.
Brady girl. Boring.
Anyway. This is some very interesting news. The Bachelor contestants only get paid $90 a day.
Wow.
Okay.
So, and the reason they do that is so they're there for the right reasons. Now, that's such a cop-out.
Well, see, because I know that the MasterChef, same network, get paid $500. Oh, no, actually, I think it's only $500 a week. Yeah, no, it's the same.
That'd be $90
a day. Channel 10 are friggin' cheap asses.
Well, but they do it for, like, an ulterior motive. They go, oh, so they're there for the right reasons. It's like, no, you're just doing it because you're cheap.
Mm. But it's still $500 more than I've earned this week. So.
But at the same time, there is no way any one of those potatoes are doing it for the right reason.
Oh no,
they are all there for their own little media. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
bloody potatoes.
So anyway, I was watching The Bachelor last night, and I did catch the end of a new show called Celebrity Apprentice. Now, a few seasons ago, I got super into Celebrity Apprentice.
Too,
but last night. The chick that got kicked out. You know Jeffrey Eggleston?
No, well, that's the thing. I tuned into that for like 30 seconds and I didn't recognize anyone. I think they are the most D-grade celebrities.
Brother.
Well, kind of. Like, oh, yeah,
Brother.
Tim.
I know Sophie Monk.
Yeah, there was probably like three I recognized. And yeah, no, it just confused me. It made me think like we could get on that crap.
Yeah.
See, well, we're probably F-grade.
We could be the Donald Trumps. Yeah. So anyway... Jeffrey Eggleston, do you know who he is? He's a really old dude. He married Bryn Eggleston, who was some annoying American starlet chick.
Yeah.
Anyway, dumped her and upgraded to a younger American starlet chick. Now, have a quick Google of this chick. I don't know what her name is, but she honestly looks like an Oompa Loompa's dick. Like, she looks so weird.
Last night, Gabby Greco?
Yes.
Yeah, see,
last night, she was wearing like a horsetail.
Yeah, no, I saw that part. Why and not? I was like, hmm.
But then I thought about it. She got kicked off last night and she was so surprised. But it's like, are you really that surprised? Like, this is a show about being an entrepreneur, and your business tactic in real life is to just marry a rich, old, senile, decrepit, criminal pervert. Like, that was her job. And she did it.
Mm. She done a decent job of it.
She did a great job of it.
She's in the media. She made it to a Celebrity Apprentice, so she's going better than us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We need more horse tails.
Gentlemen,
yes.
I've been thinking, right? So I have a question for you, but I need a bit of a story to start it off with.
Mm-hmm.
I have a nice leather lounge downstairs, right?
Yeah.
It used to be nice. Ooh. It started to flake and look all disgusting, right? I'm really depressed about it. It's where it's flaking, it's gone all white, so there's like lots of gross white patches all over it. I think it's because of my cat.
I think you're asking the right person.
I thought, your cat did that, didn't
you? Well, you know what doesn't... I think it's also the problem that I wipe over like everything with like sanitary wipes. Like
100%.
Oh, you're rubbing it.
I think I'm ruining the leather,
are you doing
right?
that?
Yeah, you can't do that to leather.
I know,
you're an idiot.
I can't sit on it if you guys have sat on it like previously.
You got to get leather cleaner. Like it's actually like a moisturizer thing. You got to moisturize actual leather.
I'm looking into it.
You're an idiot.
I've got Mr. Sheen.
Is gone.
Well,
Mr. Andy
Sheen is the
again.
Text the king.
Well,
Mr.
Sheen, wait, hold again. On, because Andy, see, I'm a dodgy guy, right? Like this whole office is made out of blue tack and stuff.
Matchsticks.
So it was my crazy idea. I got a black marker.
Yeah.
And I started coloring in my lounge.
This is a ridiculous idea.
Now
I know.
I'm not going to sit on your lounge in my nice blue pants.
And it's even rubbed off on my white shirt. So complete fail, right? So I thought I'd ask the question. What is your... So now this has become this stupid thing that I really regret buying because I don't blame it entirely on my wiping over it. I think it's just a crappy lounge. What's the most regretful thing you've ever purchased?
So you would put the lounge above the fan.
Well, that was going to be my... I once I used all my frequent flyer points on a bladeless fan, and that probably comes second on regretful purchase.
It's like a $1,500 fan when you think about all your frequent flyer points.
Yeah.
Like, you pretty much could have traveled all around Australia for the same price of this horrible fan. Yeah. It doesn't even look good. Like, it's so ugly. It looks like...
No, I kind of think it looks pretty cool.
You know what it looks like? It looks like when you go to a dog show, one of the hoops the dogs jump through.
It does, actually.
From the future. It's a futuristic dog show.
It's so loud, too.
Is it?
Like
really?
A helicopter. It's so bad. And it doesn't have blades. It's bladeless, but it's so loud.
I'm pretty happy because one of my pet hates against you, Brady, you can never admit when you're wrong. And me and Sean have been ripping you for that crap fan. We've been ripping on you for years. And I'm glad that you can finally accept... It was a rubbish purchase.
Okay, so it was an awesome purchase until I realized that I used all the points on it. So take that as you will.
I bought a bookshelf once. I went down to IKEA just to buy a bookshelf, and I bought the bookshelf, and it's still like sitting in my thing. It's not even used. I think it's under my bed.
Well, like unopened.
No, it's not like a huge bookshelf. It's not like
a
cupboard.
Did you not even
it's
put
like
it together?
One shelf. No, it's still sitting in the wrappers because I got home.
You idiot.
But I got home and I put it up on the wall, and I was like, "This looks ridiculous."
Yeah.
But I went to IKEA and I bought a whole bunch of other crap that I liked way more than the bookshelf. But I went there for the bookshelf, so I still had to buy it. And it was pretty expensive.
I've been doing a lot of IKEA purchases, and that was actually one of my topics.
Do you, have go you, on. You, do you have a bookshelf?
No, well, you notice with a lot of the things that you buy, like, it comes incomplete. Like, the other day, I bought, like, a vanity, like a little entertainment unit, and it didn't come with the hinges. You got to buy the hinges separately.
What? Oh.
And it didn't say that. So I got home with an incomplete thing. And then I went and got a desktop just yesterday. Got a desktop. And it was said it was bamboo, right? And no, it was one of those cheap ass. You know how they do the cardboard in the center? And they just put like bamboo laminate. And my plan was to like drill legs, my own custom legs, make it a bit my own. No, couldn't do that. Now I've got to return it. Damn you, IKEA. No, you should have signs. There was no part one of two on the box or anything like that. None of it. Had to get all the way home.
I got Domino's the other day, and what rocked up in the box, I ordered a ham pizza, was a live pig and just some dough. I was expected to do it myself.
What Come are you on. Expecting?
You Ridiculous.
Know, you know why that is? Because we didn't make the pizzas. Ever since we finished with Domino's, maybe they've just slacked off a little.
Not really. We love you, Domino's. Thank you
for that amazing
business.
Yes, thank you very much for having us here,
Elijah. It's finally happening.
Okay.
The moment the world's been waiting for. Little kids have... dancing in the streets, playing in fountains, old ladies are crying.
Yeah.
Days on end.
I have not seen any of this dancing.
I see it all the
You're
time.
You're not looking for it, but it's definitely there. Antonio Banderas is going to a world famous fashion school that Karl Lagerfeld went to with the sole purpose of bringing back the cape.
What?
I like this idea.
I am so on board. I want capes. Capes are cool. They keep you warm.
Yeah.
Like, they're more compact than a jumper. You can just fold it up.
I can already tell I'm going to be the argument against capes.
Why?
Okay, how do capes keep you warm?
Well, you just wrap them around you.
It's like an instant blanket.
It's like
an instant snuggie.
I was thinking initially, like, they keep your back warm, but yeah, okay, I get it.
You wrap it around you.
Yep.
There's so many variations. You have your standard cape, which you do wrap around. Mm-hmm. You have like your superhero style cape. You have the cloak, which is the hooded cape.
That I get the cloak.
Cloaks are cool.
Could you imagine? You remember that girl at school? Like, she was a bit of the nerdy girl.
Well, I'm sure Sean was leading into this.
We're leading into
yeah,
it.
Okay, go continue.
We went to school with a female who wore a cape.
She was very bright girl as well.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she was very smart.
We called her Cape Girl, okay? Because she wore a cape to school. Now,
ahead of the times, I guess.
I would just like to take this opportunity icon. Look to out, apologize King. To Cape Girl because she was ahead of the curve.
For sure.
Like, she walked around that cape. She got teased. She copped it, Cape
nope,
Girl.
She knew one day it's coming all
you know
full
who,
circle.
You know who she got teased by the most? Let me tell a little story.
Mr. Topknot.
She shared the same art class as us, me and Sean and Cape Girl.
She was so terrible.
And one day, the teacher called the roll and called her name. Let's say it was Tess or something.
Because that was her name.
And then Sean went, "Who the hell is Tess?" Yelled it out very loudly. And Cape Girl emerged from the desk and said...
She was in a cape. I couldn't see her.
Hiding in the darkness.
She said, "It's me, Cape Girl." And Sean, I think you started laughing.
Oh, it was the highlight of my life. Anyway, so in this art class we went to school with, I'm pretty good at art. Like, I can hold it together, but I didn't really apply myself. So 2 weeks before our final art project was due... I delivered, like, I wrote, like, a book or something like that. And it did pretty well.
I just wrote a book. That's all I do.
It did pretty well. What did you do, Brady? Was this the drumstick thing?
I feel really bad
about it. Brady got, like, a bit of masonite from his dad's building site and screwed some drumsticks to it.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible.
And then, like, finger painted it.
That was, like,
you know what happened with that, right? So I was so embarrassed. I just wanted to get out of there. I ended up bringing it home. I think I wanted to hide it and burn it, but my dad saw it. And I think he had to be a dad, and he was like, "Oh, I'll have it. I'll hang it up because I like drums too." You know what I found out the other day? I was like, "Wow, he's actually like kept this really nice thing going on. He's like kept it up in his office." I removed it. He was hiding a hole in the wall.
My artwork. So it wasn't really art worthy. It was just hole cover worthy.
Exactly.
But Brady bought this thing to school, and I looked at it, and I was like, there is no way anybody's could be worse than Brady's. It was ridiculous. It looked like... Whoa. It was... I love you, but it was terrible. It looked like something a four-year-old could have done.
Oh.
Four-year-old probably would have done it better.
Yeah, probably would have done it better.
So they're displayed for, like, the whole school had to come through and look at this thing. Mine and a couple of the other people's, mine kicked ass, all right? And then the other boys, I think Noel, actually, his was pretty good as well.
Everyone's was good.
No. I was like, how could it possibly be any worse? Turn the corner. Cape Girls. It was woeful. What it was the worst thing. I remember it to this day. It was like a piece of Masonite, which was shittier than yours. Like, yours is crap. It's like she went out of her way to find the most decrepit piece of wood she could find. And to it, she drew, like, Adam and Eve under a waterfall, but, like, instead of the waterfall, there was blue cellophane and the trees had, like, leaves of green cellophane. It was the worst thing ever. And I was like, oh, my God, it's so bad. Like, she could have got an F. Anyway, fast forward, like, to that afternoon, I'm just, like, signing some forms and stuff like that because school's finishing. We're talking about what we're going to do when we finish school. They're like, Sean, what are you going to do? I was like, I don't know, just, like, jerk off heaps or something like that. Teacher turns to Cape Girl and goes, Cape Girl, what are you going to do when you finish school?
The teacher called Cape Girl, Cape Girl.
I'm going to be a tattoo artist. It was the worst thing ever. Oh, I lost it. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't even.
The year above me, like, they were talking all about it. The year above me, like, for her major artwork, she handed in just a blank canvas with the title Choose Your Own Meaning, and she got like next grade level and all that. But I was like, nah, I just don't buy that. That's a lazy effort. And then I was flicking through a few episodes of Neighbours. They had it on Neighbours first. Like, you remember that little punk kid or whatever?
Watching old episodes of Neighbours.
You know, because I had the reruns one day. It was one Sunday, and I was watching it.
And they had the DVD box set.
Yeah, no, but they had like, it was a kid, and he had like
Harry Bass Collector's Edition.
There were crates piled on top of each other, and everyone was like, oh, I don't get it. And she was trying to be all abstract or whatever, and then a friend saved her artwork by putting the headline Choose Your Own Meaning, and everyone was like, yep, clap, that is awesome, well done. And I'm like, this little bastard, not only did she hand in an empty canvas, but just stole someone else's reference, and she got like an A++.
That's the Sean Divinity School of like art.
Can I bring this full circle, please, with being superstitious with Cape Girl, right? See, I've never been one to make fun of...
Oh, she was a witch too, wasn't she?
Well, that's why. The cape, mate. So, I've never been one to make fun of Cape Girl or anyone, really, because I'm just terrified. Like, I swear she did cast a spell on you one day.
Well, I have some exciting news. Well, I think it's exciting. I can't guarantee it, but I think my green screen arrived today. A big box came. I haven't been having a lot of luck with eBay recently. I ordered a whole bunch of lighting and green screen didn't come. They screwed me around. Then it was my lens. It came broken. And now my last debacle, I think I'm going to give up on eBay. Really annoyed at this. I know I've mentioned to you guys about the Calvin Klein boxes. Finally found a whole bunch, 6 pairs for $99. That's a pretty good deal. Pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And really annoyed because, you know, they had the color options. I chose the dark ones. Mm-hmm. And then they arrived the other day. Guess what color they came, boys?
White.
White.
Ugh.
White. Now, for all the women at home listening, you guys, I'm sure, are well aware of this. White on a guy doesn't really work. You might be thinking, oh, but Justin Bieber does it. No, Justin Bieber, okay, he's got a sponsorship. He already came out and said he has giant, giant boxes of underwear and he just throws them out after every use. For a guy, right, no matter how much, when you go to a toilet, you wee, you shake it as much as you want, there's always going to be that little
diggle dribble.
Little bit of dribble that's just going to come out. You can choke it like you're choking a donkey. It will always have that little bit of dribble that's going to come out. So, and the same with, like, because I wear my pants really low, you sit down on dirty ground, it ends up like all looking like skitties, and people are like, hey, you're a skitty kid. That's not how it works. So I'm really bummed out because I have all these pairs of white boxes now that I'm only going to get like a couple of pairs of use out of them. Really bummed out.
You could try pulling, like, finish peeing before you pull your underwear up.
No, terrible idea. As I said, like, it just, I don't know if you secretly have a fanny, Brady, but if you have a doodle, it doesn't work like that. There's always a little bit of a dribble.
But well, now that you know what you're doing, Brady, out, you should just piss your pants everywhere. Like, just walk around the house.
Use this as a nappy.
Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night and you really need to go to the bathroom and you weigh up in your head, you're like, I could go to the bathroom, but then I probably wouldn't be able to go back to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Or I could just hold it in and try and go back to sleep.
That is, like, you guys ever do that? Like, come up. But I want to patent this. Oh, should I mention it? Yeah, no, because I haven't come up with a solution. You know, it's always, yeah, well, it's like, no, because, you know, you always think about million-dollar ideas, and it's like, you got to find a solution for a problem. And that's my million-dollar idea. Like, I got to find a solution. No, some kind of, like, super absorbent bed that you can just, like, lay in bed and just piss in or something. No, because everyone knows it. You get up the middle of the night. As soon as you wake up, you got to walk to the toilet, freeze, especially in winter, freezing cold. You won't get back to sleep. That's such a... Imagine if you just could just like lean over the bed, or if you just had like a funnel automatically attached to your doodle,
you
and you just let it go in the middle of the night.
But what if the funnel was like a couple feet from the bed, so you had to aim really good? Well, so
then,
it's a game.
See, but then that might be, you know, that might keep you awake as well when you're trying to aim for this little thing. So that's my invention, some kind of night peeing device.
People,
no one steal it.
People listening,
that's my invention.
They'll think you're just being silly for the sake of like funny audio, but you're actually
serious.
So serious. It really confuses me.
Come on, everyone knows the issue.
But it's not an issue.
It is. You wake up in the middle of the night, you got
to
walk in free and go. Yeah, but it's like, what if your toilet's
like an outhouse or something? We have to travel a few kilometers.
I don't know how they
pee?
Did it back in the days with the outhouse. No, they had bedpans back in there.
No,
so
the chamber pots.
I'm going to bring that in. Yeah, I'm going to bring back the chamber pots.
We used to bring a guy on tour with us who had a chamber pot, which I always thought it was kind of weird.
What?
That's very strange.
Well, BP's name, but at his house had like a tub under his bed they used to piss in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
so
wasn't
it?
Yeah,
up.
A bottle. Yeah, I remember that. That's
like,
messed up.
What's that, dude? He's like, that's my pee pot. I was like, weird.
I had a friend who actually, she told me about an issue she had with a bloke. She really liked him and all this stuff. But they were having a fight one night, and he knew that her parents heard her, and they had a McDonald's cup next to him. He's like, he had to go past the parents' bedroom to go to the toilet. He didn't want to do that, so he's like, can you pass me the cup? And he pissed in a Macca's cup right next to her bed, like a guest in a room. What a pig. And I was like, you know what? She's still with this wanker now. And I'm like, that man is disgusting. That is gross. Next level.
Imagine if you like did it and then you forgot about it. You're like, I like accidentally sip. For those that don't know at home, I'm growing a bit of a beard.
Mm.
But
I can hear it.
I've noticed this. Like you rip on me for saying the whole, and his Bondi hipster. You're rocking a beard and a top knot now.
It's just
come
the
on,
convenience
mate.
Stuff.
Come on, mate.
But it's like, I went to the gym. So.
Did you go to the gym?
Did you go to the gym?
I've been going to the gym, guys. Anyway, there's a sauna at the gym.
Talk about the gym for a while.
So because I go to the gym, like, I don't have time to do my hair, so it looks messy, so I just tie it up. But because I'm really lazy at the moment and it sucks shaving, like, I have this beard.
Yeah.
However, there is this coffee shop near where I live. So where I live, it's near Long Jetty, and they're trying to turn Long Jetty into a hipster area.
Never going
to
happen.
I said that, but it's happening.
Nah.
Like, so there's this huge struggle. You think in Europe at the moment, like, the struggle between immigrants and, like, the Europeans is huge. The struggle between the local tradies,
bogans,
yeah. The local bogans,
yeah. Let's say bogans.
The bogans and the hipsters at Long Jetty is one for the ages. Oh. Like, I've been driving through there. There's a secondhand op shop. They painted their thing like stripy colors.
Mm.
And in front of me, there was a tradie in his work van. And then there was like this woman and her, she was making her boyfriend take photos of her in like sexual poses. Not sexual, like fashionista poses. She was a ganger out the front of this shop. And the tradie yells out, fuck off, you wankers! So,
I do the same.
At the center of this place is the hipsterest cafe ever, and I hate going there. I think they're a bunch of tossers. Like, they're so pretentious. I won't mention them. They're not the biggest one. They're not the smallest one. They're right in the middle. Anyway, I've been there before, and because I'm not the most hipstery-looking dude, like,
I beg to differ at the moment.
At the moment, I am. But in the day, like, I went there after surf, and I was with my surfer mates, and they sort of didn't really treat me kind of, they didn't treat me like one of them. They were like, oh, what do you guys want, sort of thing. How dare you come on to our cafe. Went in there the other day with a beard and a top knot. Hey, bro, what can I get for you?
One of us.
And I was so off it. So they've kind of ruined beards for me.
Mm.
In the same way.
Yet you still have it.
I know, but it's just because I'm lazy. I'm getting rid of it. But
what's
Hitler ruined
the
beards
top knot,
too.
Then?
Like, you can't wear that now. Without having the toothbrush,
I know.
Moustache.
Could you imagine, like, if Hitler was not such a jerk, maybe if he was a great leader in some way, do you think that the square moustache would be a popular fashion trend?
Charlie Chaplin, he rocked it.
True.
Hitler sort of ruined it.
Yeah.
That's a tricky thing, isn't it? It's like, do you want to go to a party dressed as Charlie Chaplin? Everyone's just going to assume you're Hitler.
Mm.
But are there people that are well loved enough that they could bring back the Hitler moustache?
I don't know.
Off the top of my head, Beyonce. Beyonce had a Hitler moustache.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the Hitler moustache anymore. It'd be like, oh, that's Beyonce's new thing.
She might have a Beyonce. The one issue with that is she probably can't actually grow a moustache.
But I think Hitler's might have been drawn on a little bit too. I think because there's like that gap in the middle. It's pretty hard to grow a dense amount of facial hair there. Beyonce could do it. Who else could
do it? Obama could do it. He's pretty well loved. Probably not the best political move.
No, definitely not. Like, a lot of odd parallels would be drawn at first.
I know.
Maybe Tony Abbott now?
Well, yeah, of course. He'd get away with it now. He can do whatever he wants.
Everyone hates him anyway. Like, it's not going to, like, damage his...
You know, the most productive move would be to get Justin Bieber on it. Then all the young kids are going to start doing it.
Kids will start doing it.
Yeah, they do. They follow the trends.
And then we get rid of the only thing Hitler has, you know, his memory of. We get rid of it, and then all he is just some distant, horrible memory.
Mm. Yeah.
Doesn't even own a stylish facial hair thing.
Mm. No, not at all.
How about we change the tone a bit, gentlemen?
Let's do it.
We answer some listener questions we have here.
Let's go.
Some of them are quite light and not necessarily hilarious. I'd just like to point out we might get to know each other a little more.
I don't know if I want to know you wankers anymore.
Olivia asks, what would you guys be doing if you weren't doing the Stack Biz?
The Stack Biz. I'd probably be at university doing something.
Boring.
Mm. We've had this question many a time.
So we'd like to bring it up again.
Well, didn't we mention this last time? I would have been a builder, I would say.
Boring.
Yeah,
see, I said the other day that I wanted to be a policeman, and you said you might also do that.
I would like that.
We could totally do it.
Yeah, just because from the authority figure kind of thing, it'd be fun just to cruise around. Oh, I'm so close to getting a fine on the way here, and I think he gave me. Do you guys know? Do you have to be pulled over?
Yeah,
like, okay, good. So I'm all good. I was 100% speeding. My bad. I was running a bit late. Not authorizing speeding. Don't do it. It's a bad thing.
It's cool.
Anyway, my razor eagle eye saw the corner of his bonnet just poking out from the thing, slammed on the brakes, and I was like, yes. Ooh. And I saw him giving me that little big finger wave thing. And I was like, I saw you, buddy.
Worst thing about being a policeman, though, I think I've said this before, is like everywhere you go, you would always be late because people in front of you are always going to do the speed limit.
Yeah,
that would suck. So that would suck. Second worst thing about being a policeman. No, this is the thing that made me not want to be a policeman. You'd have to work public holidays.
Yeah.
And like everyone else is having fun, holiday.
That would suck.
Here's one to start a little bit of tension. Becca asks, if you had to kill one member, who would it be and why?
Brady would be the easiest to kill. I think Andy would put up a bit of a fight.
Andy, yeah, I'm just going to have to say, Sean, I can't kill family members.
You wouldn't kill me.
Because, you know...
You would kill me.
I would destroy you. Do you not know that, like, the first people to come to are family members, like, when the police are looking? So I think I'd have much more chance of getting away with killing Sean.
Yeah, I'd definitely choose Sean.
Than killing Brady.
But, like, you guys could kill me. Have I told you I've been going to the gym recently?
You've been going to the gym, Sean.
Yeah, you noticed? It's working on my guns.
Here's an interesting one. Ben asks, what's our best memory with the boys?
The boys.
So what would be our greatest memory together, guys?
The Rolling Stones thing was pretty cool. But from a fun point of view, we've had a lot of really
Darwin.
Fun nights.
Darwin
was great. We've had a lot of good tours and stuff. They're really fun. I really enjoyed that last London trip we did.
That was fun.
I think that was good.
We didn't have enough off time, though. We worked too much.
No, we didn't have a lot.
Yeah. A bit of tension. Jack asks, we've answered this many times, right? But I thought we could actually give it a go and answer properly. Are you ready for it?
Is this a habit thing? Like, what habit annoys you the most or something like that?
Jack asks, why did you guys break up in the first place?
I think we are sort of in a similar place we are now, but we dealt with it badly.
Yeah, I would say that as well. We knew each other so well, but I think we never actually addressed so many issues we had.
And from an album point of view, we recorded something we weren't really happy with from influences from other people.
Yeah.
But I think if we had a really good album, we'd still do with it. It's like a combination of things. We were just over it and it wasn't fun. But now I think it's lots of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ending on a positive note, are you ready? This one's going to be really cute. Courtney wants to know, what do you boys think the others bring to the band?
I think Annie and Brady bring talent. I think I bring complaining. Stupid ideas and time wasting.
I'd say I bring the looks. Brady brings the talent.
Sean brings the top knot.
The hipster beer.
Yeah. Any bandwagon to jump on, that's what I'm here for.
I think we all have an inability to answer questions properly.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing because some of these questions are just crap, Brady.
Like, really? You can blame Courtney, Jack, Becca.
And yeah, but Ben. It's like, yeah, they're good. Like, Ben. from a like, you know, interesting point of view. But I
think
know.
It was like, cute. Bit,
nah.
Change your pace, mate.
Yeah, I guess. It'd be boring. I bet, but I think everyone now is going to turn off this podcast right about now. Don't turn off.
We've got some really gross stuff coming up.
Yeah, Andy's penis.
I think that's pretty much it. Thank you guys, for tuning in so much. If you want to catch us on tour, we're hitting it up in January, and our new album, Homecoming, is out now.
And don't forget, if you really enjoyed today's episode, I enjoyed today's episode. It was fun just vibing with you guys. If you liked it, subscribe, share it around, tell your friends. We're going to have little segment videos popping up online too. You can share that around so everyone can see how awesome we are.
Yeah. And if you would like to comment on anything we spoke about today, or send us in any more questions or anything, just send an email to podcast@shortstackband.
Yeah.
And we'll address it next week.
We didn't any have a segments? Celebrity guest.
Oh, maybe we could.
Maybe everyone will be emailing, inquiring.
Tell us who the next celebrity guest should be.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get him.
Dunskies. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.